This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, the high-pressure ridge, which has held sway this week, is getting pushed to the east by an upper-level trough, which will bring Pacific moisture and milder air. But as is usually the case during winter, we can have a mix of precipitation when the Pacific air tries to overtake the cold air near the surface in the Columbia Basin. So until the cold air gets scoured out, we may have a little freezing rain or snow late Sunday into Monday morning. Some of the impacts could be brief delays for farm-to-market travel and a few hours of cold stress for livestock, especially young or weak animals. Temperatures should rise to above freezing across the area Monday afternoon and average near to slightly above normal the rest of the week. Additional weather systems are likely, mainly Tuesday night and again Friday, with rain or snow in the northern Columbia Basin and mostly rain south of Yakima to Connell. Precipitation amounts should be a tenth to a third of an inch, with up to a half inch near the Cascades and Blue Mountains. Snowfall of 8 to 14 inches is possible in the mountains. The latest drought monitor shows abnormally dry to moderate drought, so moisture is welcome. Now, I noticed the central and southern plains winter wheat areas have no drought, and this is certainly a big turnaround from last winter and this spring when they were in a severe or even exceptional drought, the worst designation. It's likely the El Nino pattern will continue to bring beneficial moisture to that region. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.